Today we celebrate Antipascha, the week after Easter, also often called St. Thomas Sunday or Doubting Thomas. Tennyson used to say that there is more faith in sincere doubt than there is in those creeds that we say without thinking. St. Thomas thought about his Savior. St. Thomas was interested in the faith and in the religion. Whenever you love someone or something, you have questions. Whenever you don't care about something, you have no questions because you have no interest. There was once a person who said, 1,000 questions do not make a single doubt. So I would propose that St. Thomas had 1,000 questions. He wanted to know. He wanted to see. He was concerned because he wanted to be honest in his faith. It is not a faithful person that says, I believe, when there are doubts. Always be honest in your prayer and in your thoughts. It is not nice to say thank you for a beautiful day if it's a horrible day. The simple honesty in prayer to go up to God and say, I'm having a horrible day. I don't like the COVID virus. I don't like the seclusion. To be honest in your thoughts and in your spiritual life is a great step to resolution. Because if you know what the problem is, then you know how to solve it. Now, in Christian life, we don't say forgive and forget. We say forgive and remember. When Jesus got up from the tomb, his wounds were visible. He got up and he showed Thomas, this is where they nailed me. This is where the evil was done. But he also showed us that when we remember things, we decide. We make a decision how things affect us. Everyone has no control over what people do to us. But everybody has control about what we do with the things that are done to us, with the words that are said to us, with the wounds that are inflicted on us. Wounds can be deadly, or wounds can be a reminder of how we are survivors, of how we are conquerors, of how we have overcome. So the fact that Jesus, after he rose from the dead, did not wash away his wounds, he did not appear without his wounds. In fact, he said to Thomas, touch these wounds and see that it is I. The injuries that are inflicted upon us and that sometimes cause ruin in our life can become the foundation to a new life and a new me. It is not good to close your eyes and to say, this was never done to me, this was never said to me, I never did this. But to say honestly, this is my reality, this is what was done to me, this is how I responded, and with the Lord's help, I can build a new life on these ruins. It is good to look back in your life, but it is not good to live there. It is good to look back and learn your lessons. Some people once said, a lot of people want immortality through their works. I want to be immortal by not dying. But we gain immortality by saying, I will live a good life. And everything that is done to me that is bad, I will conquer. I will build something new. Whatever bad things happen to me will not be the cause of my demise, but they will be an opportunity for me to become more caring, more sensitive, stronger, and someone who realizes that every step I take can be a step in the future and could be the building blocks of a new life. Christos Voskres.